All right, welcome back to the next episode of FearoCast. Tonight's show, we are going to be talking about Fearorama 25. 25 years in the making, and we are finally back. And this is very exciting after taking a year hiatus for Fearorama. This show is going to be big. I am your host, Mike Croyer, and you are listening to the newest episode of FearoCast, the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fiero. You can find past FearoCast episodes at FearoFocus.com or on our Facebook page. So, let's heat the engines up and hit the roads to Fearorama 25. The 25th annual NIFE Fearorama held in St. Charles at the gorgeous Pottawatomie Park sitting on the Fox River. It is a gorgeous spot to have a car show. It's weather is going to be great and it's going to be an awesome day. So you can find all of the up-to-date information on this year's show at fearofocus.com or our Facebook page at Fearorama, where we have an event set up and Scott Campbell and I try to update it on a daily or bi-daily basis, so all the information is out there and you have all the most up-to-date information that we can get out there for the show. So the Fearorama is been around for 25 years, technically, if you count last year, 26, but Fearorama was originally designed and still remains as an honor to the daily driven Fiero. The first intention was to see just how many Fieros we could get in one place on one day. The goal of Fearorama is not to award the most pristine car show new, showroom new, trailered Fiero. Rather, our goal is to reward the owners who do not consider their Fiero a show car because they may use it every day and find it difficult to keep it in that showroom condition. Ideally, we would like to reward the best looking Fiero with the most amount of miles on it. So, the Fiorama classes are broken down by body style and, more importantly, mileage, so that the cars that are competing in the classes together have the similar wear and tear. As Fiero owners continue to enjoy driving their cars, each year we adjust the class mileage descriptions to reflect that continued usage. So the first Fiorama took place in 1996 and over 70 Fieros participated. Our participation numbers continue to grow each year and considering attending to find out why. So past photos are under the gallery tab on the website, and past videos, when we have recorded videos, are under the library tab located on the Fearorama website page as well. This year, we are soaring to new heights. And we picked that because it was going to be 2020's theme, but postponing the show and moving it to this year, we just kept it and we want to continue it. So if you, in the next coming week or so, be sure to check out the newest issue of Fiero Focus magazine, the multi-award winning magazine for the past 25 year history of Fiorama, which was written by Tim Panfil. And he breaks down the highlights of every year that Fiorama was held. It's a really good article, and I would consider picking up a Fiero Focus and reading it. This year's show, we have already broken records. Our pre-registrations are sitting at over 30, and we normally usually have about 5 to 15 around this time. we had to open up more rooms at the host hotel because so many people are coming in. All the booked rooms that we normally have are already sold out. So we added another booker rooms, which is awesome. We will have Fiero owners from 17 different states bringing their cars to the show this year, where we usually only have some around the Midwest. So 17 states represented at Fiorama is awesome. And, you know, this show could not happen without the support of our Fiero community and our key sponsors. And those key sponsors, for many years that they've supported us, the Fiero Store, V8 Archie, Mr. Mike's, Woody Buick GMC in Naperville, Bonter Solutions, and for the second year in a row, Fast Signs in Elk Grove Village. So thank you to those key sponsors. You guys are the ones that keep Fiorama free to our members. So thank you very much. And if you have a chance, please check out our key sponsors and just say thank you. We're going to take a little break right now, and we're going to actually hear from one of our key sponsors, the Fiero Store.
We know how hard it is to find Fiero parts. We also know that as years go by, finding parts isn't going to get any easier. The big box stores will never make new Fiero parts because our community is just too small. This is why we need to support the companies that support us. For nearly 30 years, the Fiero Store has sponsored our club events, provided free technical support, and produced well over 150 exclusive parts that no big box store would even consider. So, next time you need Fiero parts, head over to thefierostore.com and browse through thousands of products that are specifically designed for your Fiero. That's FieroStore.com, the world's largest source of Fiero parts.
All right, welcome back. So we kick off Fiorama weekend with a cruise dinner, and that dinner on Friday night, we're going to gather the group up at the host hotel around 5:30 p.m., and we're going to head to our cruise. We're going to cruise to our dinner, and that dinner is going to be at Wahlburgers in St. Charles. And if you plan on attending that cruise, you can either meet us at the host hotel and cruise with us through downtown St. Charles, or if you want, you can meet us at the, at the host restaurant, and their address is 825 South Randall Road in St. Charles. If you're familiar with the area, it's in the same parking lot area on the corner by Meyer. There's a Starbucks and I believe a Chipotle right there. So it's very easy to get to. From the host hotel, you're going to head west on 64, take a left on Randall, and then it's on the corner of Route 38 and Randall. So we're going to arrive about 5:45, 6 o'clock to Wahlburgers for dinner. Wahlburgers is family owned by the Wahlberg family, and this location is owned and operated by Donnie Wahlberg, and he is a resident of St. Charles. And each Wahlburgers, which is interesting, depending on the brother who owns it, the theme of the restaurant is based off of their career. So with this Wahlburgers in St. Charles, it is Blue Bloods and New Kids on the Block. So that is the theme of this particular restaurant. Give or take a couple hours for dinner. During dinner or after dinner, a representative of Wahlburgers will be looking at the Fieros, and they will pick their favorite Fiero, and we will award them a trophy, as well as a $35 gift card to dinner to any Wahlburgers within the U.S. And if you wanted to come back on Saturday or even Sunday on your way out, you can use it then. So very fun, very cool place to go for Friday night. Hope you join us. After dinner, we're going to hang outside, like I said, and then chill. And you can head back to the host hotel or head out for the night when everything's done. So that is our Friday night. And we're going to take another quick break. And we're going to hear from the Midwest Fiero Clubs and what they bring to the Fiero community.
Have you asked yourself, what is the Midwest Fiero Clubs? Well, the Midwest Fiero Clubs, which is also a region of the AACA, is a dedicated group of enthusiasts whose passion is to promote and preserve the Pontiac Fiero and the Fiero community. The Midwest Fiero Clubs consists of members from existing Fiero clubs across the U.S. The Midwest Fiero Club's intent is to support member clubs and promote the Fiero-related events that they offer. The intent is to enable enthusiasts to discover events in their areas other than their own and to warrant participation. This has created a tighter-knit Fiero community of the owners and created some great regional shows that may not have otherwise happened. So, how do I find out about them? You can visit the website at midwestfieroclubs.aaca.com or just Facebook them at Midwest Fiero Clubs AACA and like them.
All right, welcome back again. Hope you had got some information from the Midwest Fiero Clubs. They are a great group of people who are all volunteers that keep all of the Midwest activities and everything going. And they're currently working on the 40th anniversary show. So keep your ears out and eyes open for that. All right, so moving into Saturday. Saturday, we plan on going to the Waukegan Air Show. It's going to be a very, very busy morning. Please be sure to bring your chairs, your folding chairs, if you have one, to the air show. They do not have any open seating. It's all on grass, so be sure to bring either a blanket or some chairs. We kick off Saturday, September 11th. The air show is also going to do a special function or a special event for September 11th. That's going to happen probably right before the air show kicks off. But we're going to be soaring to new heights as we attend the Northern Illinois Air Show, taking place at the Waukegan Airport in Waukegan, Illinois. Hence, if you can kind of put two and two together, our theme for this year, Soaring to New Heights. We will gather at the host hotel around 9 a.m., and then we're going to caravan as a group to the air show. After talking with representatives of the air show, they do highly, highly recommend caravanning to the show. If you can jump in a Fiero with somebody, or if somebody's bringing a larger vehicle, please caravan. The parking is going to be very limited, and we may not be able to park as a group. They're expecting roughly 10,000 plus for the air show, so we want to make sure that everybody can get there and not have to worry about finding a place to park. So if you are able to hitch a ride with a Fiero owner, it will be the easiest, since, like I said, parking is going to be a little limited, and it's going to be on grass as well. Admission for the air show is $15 a person. It is free for active military, veterans, and kids. So if you are a veteran, make sure you bring your veteran ID so you can get in free. Please bring the family. This is an event for the family, if you want to bring everybody. The kids are going to have a blast. They can get up close to some of these aircrafts, and it's they're going to be able to see some big big aircraft. I hear that they're going to have a big C-7 or C-12 coming, so they'll be able to get up close and personal on that. The gates open at 9:30. The show will officially start at 12 noon and runs till about 3 p.m. Lunch options, there's plenty of lunch options available on the premise, so you can grab some lunch at the show. If you want more information and more details about the event, you can visit our website at fierofocus.com and look under the Fiorama tab, or visit the northernillinoisairshow.com and you can get all the information that you need there as far as what's allowed to be brought in, some of the other events that are going on during the day there. So just plan on being there from about 10:30 till about 3, and then after that you can either, or even before that, you can head back to the hotel, or if you want to do some driving around up in the Waukegan area, go for it. We don't really have any plans as far as heading back. You're kind of on your own. We will supply maps to and from going there and back to the hotel or back to the St. Charles area. Saturday night is going to be our big pizza party again. So after the air show, please be sure to, like I said, return either in a group or on your own. We're going to celebrate Fiorama's silver anniversary. We will have all the silver Fieros park in one section for a group photo before dinner. And then you can head over to the lobby from 6 to 8, where we will enjoy a pizza party dinner together as well, with some salad, pop, and water. And feel free to bring some of your own drinks as well, a cooler of your favorite drinks. Upon arriving back at the host hotel, like I said, we're going to have a special Silver Fiero parking to honor the silver anniversary, and we'd really like to get a shot of all the silver Fieros together to commemorate. Upon arriving back at the hotel after that, we're just going to turn it into a cruise night style event in the parking lot. There is going to be a perfect opportunity to show off your custom LED lighting effects as well, if you have them, for everyone to experience at night as the sun's going down. So basically, from the time you get back to the host hotel, if you want to get cleaned up, and then we're going to have an opportunity to have our own cruise night at the host hotel parking lot. So, all right, before we get into the Sunday big event, let's take a pause here and hear from Bontur Solutions, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for that special personalized gift for someone? Bontur Solutions can help you find that one-of-a-kind gift. Anything from t-shirts, sweatshirts, drinkware, signs, decorative items, holiday items, and so much more. They can design pretty much anything you want on them, from pictures of your car, your favorite sports team, a pet, or any saying that you want. The list is endless. Minimums are just one of each of any item, and the best thing is, they do not charge a setup fee. You can catch Bontur Solutions at several Fiero and Pontiac events in the area. Fiorama, Dell's Run, the 40th anniversary show coming up in a couple years, and the 2021 Indian Uprising All Pontiac Show. So, feel free to visit their website at bonturgifts.web.com or give them a call at 847-453-3290. You can also email them at bonnie@bontursolutions.com. We also have promotional item products that they offer as well. That website is bontursolutions.com.
All right, welcome back. So now is Sunday, and it's our big show. Fiorama 25, silver anniversary, and it's great to be back and having the show kick off and it's kind of re-energizing everybody with as many people that are going to be coming in. This is going to just be an awesome show. Fiorama kicks off at 9 a.m., where we see the first of many Fieros heading down to the park's parking lot. Some people get there around 8:30 just to get that, you know, first spot, but most everybody starts arriving around that 9:30. So if you want to see some and hear some awesome cars coming into the parking lot, that 9 o'clock range is when you want to be there. We are expecting the show to be the biggest show in years, maybe since Fiorama 10, when we had all of the GM prototypes on display, and I think we had about 120 cars on the show field, and we were just jammed. So I think the parking lot's bigger, but I think it's still going to be a jam-packed show and with displays of many cars. This year's show will see owners from, like I said, 17 different states, and some of them have some of the best modified Fieros. Dare I say super Fieros? I think this year we're going to see some of the best engineering that we've ever seen come to the show. I mean, there's some major modification of Fieros coming, and it's gonna be a battle for probably best to show non-stock, and a drool fest. I think these cars are, you can definitely drool over some of these cars. We're also going to see so many super stock clean Fieros. We're going to see some daily drivers with mileage on them, and that's what we like. We want people to come out, and want, you know, to see people who drive the Fieros, and you know, this, even the super clean stock or fully restored Fieros, you know, that's what we want to see, and that's what the show is all about. You know, this year's show will have some special raffles and giveaways. I think right now we're sitting at around $1,500 in giveaways. Again, one of the highest giveaways that we've had many years. We're going to be auctioning off four rare items. Two of those Fiero items are Fiero jackets that you could have purchased from the dealer when you purchased your Fiero. Proceeds from this auction will go to our 2021 charity, the Midwest Veterans Closet. So, you know, we'll have the auction, and then after the auction, those proceeds will go directly to our charity. This will be our first year that we do a cash prize giveaway. Different than the 50-50, this will be true cash. All cars that attend the show and are registered will automatically be entered into this raffle. And we will have a board so you can keep track. But as tickets are pulled, every fifth ticket will advance to the next round. And then once every spot is full into the next round, then we will have a bonus pull, and we'll have a couple other cars get into that second round. Some of the awards for this raffle are a Hot Wheels Jegs car. I know different. I know everybody jokes around about the Jegs hats, but we've got a Jegs car that we're going to give away. 1 year membership to Fiero Focus magazine. A handful of door prize raffle tickets. A couple other special awards as well, and then we're going to award the winner is going to get about $150 cash, and third place and second place and fourth, third, and second will get a breakdown of the other $150. So, like I said, we're handing out $300 in cold hard cash. So, you can only win if you show up and enter your car. So if you have a car, register it, and you'll be automatically entered into this raffle. So it is one where you got to be present to win. What else? Oh, the mystery car of what Fred Bottermeyer will bring to this year's show. Every year, we can kind of see, as he attends prior shows to Fiorama, what car he's going to bring to Fiorama. But he did not bring one to Tyler Shipman, and the Heartland show has been postponed, so we're not going to get a sneak peek. So we're just going to call it the mystery car, and I have a feeling I know what he might bring, but he's got so many magnificent cars, and it's just a mystery of what he will bring. But again, if you want to see what he brings, you got to show up. All right. Then the other big event within our event that we're doing is we're going to be the last stop in the Best in the Midwest. And during the show circuit this year of the Midwest Fiero Clubs, you had an opportunity to enter your car and be part of the Younger Than Your Fiero. So if you have a 1984 through 1988 and you were born after 1988, then you would be considered younger than your Fiero. So that competition ends with the big reveal of who will win, and the winner is picked by you. So during the balloting and voting, you will pick what car and what owner will win the Best in the Midwest. So it's a really good competition this year. We're going to have about six show up. Greg Henderson from Illinois with his custom red 86 SE, and he's got a 3800 supercharged V6 turbo. He took his award at the Wisconsin Dells show. Larkin Christie from Iowa with a personalized silver 87 GT. He took his award up at the Best in the 80s, or Back to the 80s in Minnesota. Justin Picard from Pennsylvania with his 88 Red GT. He's got a LS4 swap in there. He took his award at Carlisle. John Revelle from Illinois. He's got a white 88 Formula, and he took his award at the Tyler Shipman show. The next one will be Christina Kahn from Minnesota with her black 86 GT, but I think it was actually the North Star swap that she took that award with at the Michigan show. So I could be wrong, but I think that's the car that actually won with her. And then we will have a winner at Fiorama that will advance to that final. And so, like I said, we'll have about six or seven present. It's going to be a great opportunity for you to look at what some of these younger owners have done to their car, and which one of these will walk away with the bragging rights as the Best in the Midwest. They'll get an awesome trophy sponsored by the Fiero store, and also a one-year membership to the AACA. So start them young, get them into that AACA early. This is a show that many have attended, and me personally, I have attended since 1997, so Fiorama 2, and every year the show gets better and better, and we always have surprises, and it's something that is a great show to attend. Like I said, it's right on the Fox River in St. Charles, and it's a great way to close out the show season, and the cars that are coming are, you don't want to miss these cars, and it's just something that it's a show that I think you should attend, if not once, many, many times. So if you can make it, go to fearofocus.com, click on the Fiorama tab, and then register your car, and we will see you there. So if this show does not sound fun at all to you, you know, it will be one kick butt show, and we want you there. So if you don't want to go, we understand, but we want to see you there, because we don't want you sitting at home saying, damn it, I should have gone, and you're not going to have the opportunity until next year. So get those registrations in. You can register the day of the show. We've got great car classifiers that take time to look at your car to put you in that right class. And we get you through classifications and get you down to the show so you can have all the fun that you want and the visiting with your Fiero family. So, again, go to fearofocus.com, click on the Fiorama section, and register. You cannot win if you are not here. And that means awards, door prizes, raffles, auctions, you know, the $300 cash prize raffle that we're doing. You can't win any of that if you don't show up. So come on. We want you here. Bring those Fieros. Get your butt to the show. And let's have some fun. So thank you for joining me tonight. I hope I convinced you to attend Fiorama this year. If I didn't, I didn't do my job. So again, I am your host, Mike Croyer, and thank you for listening to the newest episode of FieroCast. This is episode 23, the Fiorama Preview, and it is the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fiero. If you like more information on the podcast or have any ideas on future casts, you can email me at mkroyer@fierofocus.com. Remember to keep fearing. Good night, Fiero owners, wherever you are.